நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம் மனோஜபம் மாருததுல்ய வேகம் ஜிதேந்திரியம் புத்திமதாம் வரிஷ்டம் வாதாத்மஜம் வானரயூத முக்கியம் ஸ்ரீராமதூதம் சிரசா நமாமி சந்தோஷிணி ஜெகன்மாதா மம சௌபாக்யவ்ருத்தயே நமஸ்கரோமி பக்த்யா த்வாம் பிரசன்னா வரதா பவ. சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்ய க்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஃ. ஓம் நம ப்ரணவார்த்தாய சுத்த ஜ்ஞானைகமூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நம. ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சக வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. Now we have seen so far the theme of this Purusha Suktam is the Saguna Brahma Upasana. Worshipping that Purusha and those who are capable of meditating upon that Nirguna aspect of Purusha. Saguna aspect of Purusha and then Nirguna aspect of Purusha. The next topic that we saw is creation. How that one reality appears in the form of creation. That Lord, with the help of Maya, creates this world. In fact, how he himself becomes this world. Now, the creation itself is considered the greatest yajna, sacrifice. The third topic was the gods, after having created what they have done, they also offered sacrifice, means worship that Lord, Purusha. So the idea is each one should learn to sacrifice. Only with the yajna spirit there is happiness and prosperity. So that is why Bhagavan in third chapter also says yajnyarthat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya muktasanga samachara. Wherever there is a sense of sacrifice, only there will be happiness. There is selfishness, there is no sacrifice. That is the point mainly we have to understand from Purusha Sukta. Then again, we should worship the Lord with whatever you have. We should not wait for an auspicious moment or collect all the material and then I should do. None of that sort. Whatever available, if nothing is available, mentally you can worship. So wherever it is, suppose you are traveling, you are not carried your puja material, doesn't matter, in that hotel room itself you can sit and close your eyes and imagine the whole process. So that is considered more effective than even physically performing puja. So that is again another lesson we have to learn from this Purusha Suktam. Then now as we are seeing the creation, the Lord himself was sacrificed. From that sacrifice, the Lord himself was tied to the stupa and sacrificed. There we saw that Lord here means the mind. Prajapati is the mind. Mind is to be tied in the meditation seat through the practice of pranayama or japa, whatever be that is you are comfortable with. So through that, tie down this mind and then sacrifice. Sacrifice in the sense, finally destroy the mind. See, destruction of the mind doesn't mean that the mind is totally destroyed. Okay, don't get frightened. The mind destruction is the subconscious mind is the one that is destroyed. The superficial mind will continue to stay because that is necessary for a transaction in the world. Otherwise, the total mind is gone, then there is no connection. You don't get connected to the world. And the what is to be destroyed is the subconscious mind, that is the vasanas. The impression is the one that is destroyed, not the whole thing. So, having destroyed the mind, the celestial rishis, gods, they become victorious. And from that sacrifice came material prosperity, yogas, ghee, and then animals, insects. They were all born out of that vishwa yajna. Now, whenever this concept is difficult to understand, we should imagine our dream. Of our own dream, we are the one who creates the insects. In the dream itself, there are sometimes snakes comes, and some tiger, lion, elephant, all those things come. It is how we ourselves projected it. So the same way, from that Lord, everything came. Bugs, mosquitoes, everything. Now, from that Paramatma, the Veda mantras were revealed. This is the next one, the 10th mantra. Tasmat yatnya sarvahutaha rijasamani jatnire chandakam si jatnire tasmat ejus tasmat ajayata. Now, from that sarvahuta yatnya sacrifice, the secret Vedas, Rik, Samas were born. From it again were born meters, chandas. From it alone came the mantras of the Yajurveda. So Yajurveda, Rigveda, Samaveda. These are the three Vedas came. Tasmat yajna sarvahutaha. From that yajna rose Rig mantra. All the Veda mantras were actually, in the beginning, they were all, Vedas were one. But then it is considered three. Because at that time, this is not before Vedavyasa. Vedavyasa is the one who collected and edited and made into four Vedas. But here, three names are given. Rik, Yajur, Sama is given. This is because of the style in which it is given. So certain there are three styles in which these Vedas are known. One is a prose order, another is poetry or the verses, and the mantra style, and the third one is music style. So the chandan meters. All Vedic meters, which are different meters. So, the Lord is the revealer of the Vedas. So, Atharva Veda is included in this. So, it's not, don't say Atharva Veda is not mentioned, because it is one of the style anyway, either prose or poetry. Richa means the one who followed definite rule of meter is called Rigveda. So there are certain number of letters it should be there for every meter. There are different meters are there. So that rule is strictly followed. Because sometime what happens is the author breaks the rule also for a certain reason. So sometime you'll see in Kathopanishad also, there are suddenly he breaks because he's anxious to tell that truth. So Omityetad, there is a mantra there. So that same mantra is repeated in Bhagavad Gita also. So Samaveka Veda is sung in music. The origin of all music is Samaveda. All your Sarigama Padanisa and all does come from Samaveda only. Then Yajurveda is in prose form. Different kinds of rituals are given there. This Veda is a means of knowledge. So that is why Bhagavan Shankaracharya said, Vedo Nityavadhiyatam. Every day one should read our scripture. One should study our scriptures every day. Where we stand now, then how to start our spiritual journey, what is our goal. When the goal is lost sight, we get distracted and then we fall down. So this is the way the Veda helps. That is why in Rigveda it is said, Abhyudaya Kalyana Sadhanani Va Richyate Anaya Iti Richaha. So Rigveda is Abhyudaya Kalyana Sadhana. Not only that, the material prosperity, but spiritual growth is also pointed out in this Veda. So by knowing which we can attain material prosperity and spiritual goal. So all the Vedas came from Bhagavan himself. That is why it is considered apaurusheyam. It is not born of a particular intellect. Why? Because however exalted the intellect may be, the intellect being limited, whatever that come out of the intellect will also be limited. And again, the topic that is discussed in Veda is two main topics. One is Brahma, another is Dharma. So Dharma means karma. So what are that law of karma, which is again, one will not be able to arrive at. So the Surga and Naraga, all these concepts are given in the Shruti. Because all other religions have followed this afterwards. The original concept is from our Vedas only. And even the concept of eternal heaven, etc., this is also original. It is our Vedas. So that which one cannot think on their own, or whatever intellectual capacity, imagination we have, we will not be able to arrive at that a karma, when it is performed, there are two results. One is drishtam phalam, another is adrishtam phalam. The drishtabala is always known to us. But then along with that, according to the motive, there is something that is unseen result. And those results are stored in the form of punya or papa. And that papa punya is the one determine the gati of the soul. So this kind of the thought or the theory, one will not be able to arrive at with our own intellect. So therefore it is called apaurusheyam. And so Veda, that's why the sacredness of Veda. So since it has come from the Lord himself, so whatever that is given in the Vedas must be true. So astikya buddhi must be there. Only then Vedas are the pramana for knowing the truth. Or even in living in this world happily, there also Vedas are the pramana. This acceptance has to come, because unless you know the source, you will not have that particular faith. So this is the point. So it has come from Bhagavan himself. And if that is not there, then everything becomes a problem. Continuing. Tasmat ashva ajayanta ಕೇಚೋಭಯಾದದಃ ಗಾವೋಹ ಜಜ್ನಿರೇ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಜಾತ ಅಜಾವಯಃ. ನೌ ದಿ ಅನಿಮಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಡ್. ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್ ವರ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್, ಸೋ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಅಶ್ವ ಅಜಾಯತ. ಸೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ತಸ್ಮಾದ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸರ್ವ ದಿ ಯಜ್ಞ ದಟ್ ಈ ಬಿಗ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಸರ್ವಹುತ ಯಜ್ಞ ದೇ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕೇಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೂ ರೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀತ್. ಏಕೇಚೋಭಯಾತ ಉಭಯಾತ್ ಗಾವೋಹ ಜತ್ನಿರೆ. ಸೊ ಟೂ ರೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀತ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೆ ಅಪ್ಪರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೋವರ್ ಜಾಸ್. ನೋ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ಡಾಂಕೀಸ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಗೈನ್ ಗಾವೋಹ ಜತ್ನಿರೆ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಕೌಸ್ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಜಾತ ಅಜಾವಯ ಗೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶೀಪ್ ವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಅಶ್ವಾಹ ಅಜಾಯಂತ ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್ ಹವ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಪ್ರೌಡ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಿ ಅನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕಿಲ್ ದಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಟ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಥಿಯರಿ. ನೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಗೋಡ್ ಶೀಪ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೀಸ್ ದೇ ಗೋ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ವಿಮೆನ್ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋಲ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಹೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಈವನ್ ದ ಇನ್ಸೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಾರ್ಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಟೂ ರೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೀತ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್. ನೌ ಡೇಸ್ ದೇ ಸ್ಲಾಟರ್ ದ ಕೌ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫಿಶ್ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್. ದೆನ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಈಶಾವಾಸ್ಯಂ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ಯತ್ಕಿಂಚ ಜಗತ್ಯಾಂ ಜಗತ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಈಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಈಶ್ವರಮಯಂ. ಲುಕ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಗಾಡ್. ಸೊ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಈಸ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಐಟಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಪರ್ಪಸ್. ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೂವ್ ದಿ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಎಸ್ ದಿ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಲಕ್ಷಣಯ ದ ಥ್ರೂ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಲಕ್ಷಣ ದ ಶ್ರುತಿ ಈಸ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ದ ಗೋಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪುರುಷ. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಲುಕ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಓಪನಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಐಸ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ animals, insects, etc. And what should be our relationship with them? So consider that they are all Ishwaramayam. When those divine beings meditate upon, now the question comes, when you want to meditate upon a Lord, there must be a form. So without a form, one cannot meditate. So even those people claim that they are meditating upon Nirguna Brahma or formless, attributeless nature of that Lord, they also have some concept. So without some concept, it is very difficult for anyone to think of that, meditate upon that. So here a question answer is given in which form they conceived that Lord. So the question is asked, the answer is given in the next verse, mantra. Yat purusham vedaduhu tavyakalpayan mukham kimasya kaubahu kaurupada uchyete. When the God meditated upon the Virat Purusha, how did they conceive him? What came out of his face divine? What came out of his two hands? Ka uru pada uchete. So pa uru means thighs. And from his sacred feet, what came out. These are being described. Kathita Vikalpayan, how many ways they meditate upon. What was his face, hands, thighs, feet? Now comes the answer, which is the most controversial topic in our culture. Brahmanosya mukhamasit bahurajanyakritah urutadasya yatvaishyah patyagam shudro ajayat. Brahmana was his face. Kshatriyas, they were his arms. And the Vaishyas were his thighs. And from his feet were born Shudra. Padbhyagam Shudro Ajayata. These are the four castes. So whenever we talk about Hinduism, these two topics always come. Hindus are worshippers of many gods. Then we have this caste system. So these are the kind of, like we are ashamed even to talk about it. Whenever this topic comes, we put our head down. We think that it is something that we should not discuss. Now, the topic here for the Shruti is creation. Now, creation doesn't mean only animals, insects, that alone. The horses and goats are also born. All animals are included. So when they say representative horse, means that all that species in that category is to be understood. The insects means whatever that insects category, it is to be understood. The birds and the reptiles, all of them we have to understand. So, Rigveda, Yajurveda mantras are given to reach the Lord. Now, who is going to reach the goal making use of the mantras? So, conduct the rituals. The rituals are also given. So, the Veda mantras are given. Vedas have come from the Lord Himself. Now, in that Veda, there are ritualistic portions. Now, those rituals, who will perform? Animals cannot perform. So there must be man, human being must be there. There must be people. So that karta, karma, karanam, all came from the Lord Himself. So now the fourth topic, as we discussed in the beginning, is samaja dharma. So what is that integration of society? So this is samaja. Yeah, dharanam. No doubt this particular topic has taken a very ugly turn, sadly, nowadays. Now, look at this mantra. The padbhyam shudraha ajayata, it is said. All other line, if you look at it, it is totally different. Brahmanosya mukhamasit bahurajanyakritah urutadasya yat vaishyah patbhyagam shudro ajayata. Only there it is said Shudra was born from his feet. So birth, when it comes to birth, only Shudra is told. All others are, the face is Brahmana and the hands are Kshatriya and the thighs are Vaishya. But when it comes to feet, only there it is said Ajayata. So this is very important. So the implication is very deep. Everyone, that means what? Everyone is born Shudra. That is the thing. So Janmana Jayate Shudraha. So that's what Manusmriti says. Janmana Jayate Shudraha. Now, who is a Shudra? Shudra means Swachhanda Charinaha Shudra. Means a person who live on impulses, who never come under any discipline, is called Shudra. And all of us, our children up to 5 years, they are all Shudras. Because they don't come under any discipline. You try, they look at you, then afterward they do whatever they want. So up to 5 years, so but the our Shruti never allows our children to be Shudra all the time. That is why about 6 years, or 6 to 7, or 6 years or 7 years, one has to get into this Gayatri Upadesha initiation. So that is Karmana. So here Janmana Jayate Shudra means raw material. That is what? What does it mean? It is a raw material. And we are all born as a raw material. Then afterwards get cultured, refined. Then the final product is made through a process. And that process is called initiation into Gayatri. And then he studies the scriptures. And the scriptures serves like mother. And the teacher is father. And a child is born again. That is called Dvijaha, twice born. So, Janmana Jayate Shudraha Karmana Dvijaha. Then Veda Padantu Vipranam. Then he studies the Vedas and understands the meaning. Then he is called a Vipra. Brahma Jananti Brahmanaha. The one who knows Brahman, he alone is called Brahmanaha. But nowadays we have the Brahmana also, there are three kinds it is. One is called Janma Brahmana. So because by accident of birth, he is born in a Brahmana family. Whatever be the reason, some punya must have been there. So Brahmana family is born. That is Janma Brahmana. Then Karmana Brahmana. Because he does activities of a Brahmana, like rituals, performing ritual, chanting Vedas, and teaching, etc. So the Swadhyaya Pravachanam. So this is Karma Brahmana. Then Guna Brahmana is there. So the third one is very important. Gunataya Brahmana. So by virtue, he is Brahmana. So what is the Brahmana's virtue? Sacrifice. And forgiveness. Kshama, forgiveness. And the 18th chapter, the whole things are listed there. What is the quality of a Brahmana? And that makes him the Brahmana. So here, samskarat dvija uchyate. So samskarat, karmana Brahmana here means the samskara karmana. So dvija uchyate. So that is what the initiation into Gayatri. And then he becomes qualified for the study of the scriptures. And through the study of the scriptures, he become a refined person. So he educates him. Then, So each one of them, they have the different samskaras. According to the samskara, they take up their profession. Some are artisans, some are business people, some are the leader class. All those people are according to their temperament, they will go and take up their profession. So that is why Chadurvarnyam Mayasishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. So, but all the four types, nowhere in the Shastra, they were condemned. One is superior, another is inferior. It is never mentioned anywhere. But these are all later on human-made problems. It is nothing to do with the Shastra. So these four categories. Now our rishis were great masters, thinkers, scientists. Now when you want to study the whole humanity, as how do you study them? In order to study anything, what you have to do, collect data. And that data has to be grouped into different groups. Thousands of data will be there and they will categorize it and may put into groups. This is called scientific study. The same way, when they observed the humanity, they found there are different characteristics are there. So it is natural. They are different characteristics. So all of them, the data they collected and then made into four groups. Now you try to find out a fifth group, it is difficult. So the first group, our Gurudev used to give us a proportion. That is very interesting. Let us say, out of 100%, 80% sattva and 15% rajas and 5% tamas is called brahmana. Brahmana means, if you don't like the word, nowadays people don't like the word brahmana, okay, you can say alpha, beta, gamma or something you can say. It doesn't matter to us. The point is, thinker class. Because sattva is predominant, they are thinkers, scientists. All research scholars are brahmanas. Now think about it, if you think in that term, which society doesn't have brahmanas? No, they say here also, Boston brahmanas, they say. So there must be some reason, isn't it? So those thinker class in any society, so it is inevitable. Then comes the second category, 80% rajas and 15% sattva, second place. 5% tamas, third place, is called kshatriyas. Here you see 80% rajas means hyperactive people. But second place is sattva. This action or the activities are oriented or motivated because of loka kalyanartham, janaseva. Because they are the leader class. So those people, wherever they go, they command respect. It's not that they demand respect, they command respect. And they have that ability, that leadership qualities. So such people, you know, even if you go to, suppose sometime I go to somebody's house, and then those people who are, you know, like a royal type of people, Swamiji, what will you like to have? You know, and say, give me a glass of water. Ramu, bring a glass. He will not get up from there. He will immediately order. That kind of character, you know, it's a very peculiar type. They themselves will not do it. That kind of a nature is called a Raja, Rajasic, because the Rajasic quality. Then the third category is 80% rajas, first place, 15% tamas, second place, and 5% sattva. This is called vaishyas. Where, because of the 80% rajas, they are also very active people. But all the activities are for what? Selfish reason. They are interested in making money. Yes, they have the knack of making money also. In any situation you put, they know how to make use of it. That particular ability, the way they talk also, you feel like that such people are necessary for fundraisers. So otherwise, you and I go and ask money, they will not give you. But these people, when they go and ask you, they make you feel that they are obliging you to receive money from you. Somebody said, who is a politician or statesman, somebody said, he will tell you, go to hell in such a way, you look forward to going there. So that kind of language, that ability. So this is business class, in leader class also, politicians. In every society there are politicians. Because honest politician, not today's politician we are not talking about, there were, in every country, there were great people. And because of that only, those countries today surviving. Because of their sacrifice and that high, lofty ideals. And they gave themselves to the public and the humanity. And such people were there. Now, the business class. Business class is also there every country. So they are the one who is growing, or the prosperity of the nation or the economy of the country maintained by these people. Now, the fourth category is called worker class, labor class. Now, Labor class is the one what they are not interested in taking up any responsibilities. And whatever job is given to them, they will do it. And if no job is done, they will just keep quiet. That is the type. Now, this labor class people are there in every society. Now, in this country, it's supposed to be a welfare society. Now, how many people are living on welfare? Generations are living on welfare. Why? They don't want to work. That is the thing. So, now, all these four categories are necessary in any society. Now, if you take any project, even an organization or a project, or even if you want to build a house, let us say, it is a project you take, you need all these four categories. Who? One has to think. Suppose you are taken to an empty space, you don't know where the house should be. And if you take an architect there, he will tell you, the kitchen should be there, bedroom should be here, that should be facing this side, etc. All these things he is able to conceive. So he is a thinker. We need a person to think and conceive ideas. Then even if you have a person to conceive or give you a drawing, then that doesn't mean the house will come. And you should have a person to organize this, a manager, a person to execute that plan. That is the Kshatriya class. And you have a person to execute and manage the project. You have the project in hand also. Still, house will not come. Then what is necessary? Most important thing is money. Without money, it will not work. It will not come up. Then money is also there. But still the project will not come unless somebody physically work. So everybody is supervisor. You know, sometimes that's why in the organization like ours, everybody is a supervisor. So who is going to kaun jhadu lagayenge bhai? When it goes, oh, Swamiji, this is to be cleaned. And he will go, give a suggestion. Then what about you? No. So manager, bhai. So unless somebody physically work, that particular job will not be will not take off. So all the four types are necessary for any project. So in order to maintain the society, you need all the four categories. So from that Lord alone, all of them are born. There are no action is superior or inferior. The action that he is doing should not make him inferior or superior. What makes him superior is his thinking, his bhav. He may be the president of the country, but his attitude is what motive, what thinking he has got, what bhav, with what nobility of thought he runs the country, that makes him great. Suppose he's thinking out making money, become what? Most corrupt. So that is not, he's not considered. So that very action may be outside, may be noble, but then that person is not noble. So what is the point? All our action, whatever it is, it should be offered as a worship to the Lord. That is the whole idea. So, now, in this example, like what? Brahmanosya mukhamasit, bahu rajanyakritaha, uru tadasyat vaishyaha, patpyagum shudro ajayata. So, Bhagavan, it is what is said here? The whole body is described here. From face, and the face itself is Brahmana, and the hands, Kshatriya, thighs, Vaishya, and from feet, Shudras are born. When you say, the whole part of Bhagavan's body is explained here. In your body, which part is sacred, which part is not sacred? You say head is more sacred than the feet. Or the feet, because it is down, you think that it is less important. In fact, you stand on your feet. So that is more important.
So there is nothing or something called is not sacred, etc. Then afterwards is the Shruti itself is going to say that from the feet only the earth has come. So how can earth be considered not sacred, low class? No, these are all man-made problem. Now from that feet only, Bhagwan's feet only, what came? Ganges came, sacred Ganga came, which is most purifying because of the touch of Bhagwan's feet. Now, if you say Shudra has come from the feet, how can he become not sacred? That is ridiculous. So, so this Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, the categories are according to temperament. And that is understood according to the temperament, they take up the job also. And the problem came in the society is because of the mixture. So if a person's the temperament is Brahmana temperament, suppose he is given a job to execute, like Raja, rule the country, he will not be efficient. Because to rule the country, you have to have that adventurous nature. But that is why Brahmanas are allowed to give advice. That's why you see all Brahmanas are consultants only. So they will tell you what to do with your money. But what happened to your money? Ah, that I kept it in a safe bank deposit. So that adventurous nature has to be there. Then you can be ruling. So this mixture, suppose the Vaishya is given the rulership. That's what is happening now. What happened? The whole politics become business. See, the entire country will be interested in doing business only. Nothing else. Nobody is interested in others' welfare. The country's welfare is not important. How to make money somehow. So that what happened? You can sell the ammunition to other country. If they don't want it, create a problem and then sell it. So this is what is happening now. So this intermixing, suppose Shudra is given a responsible position, what happened? No decision will be taken. He will postpone because he doesn't have the ability to take a decision. So that is why now Harijan should be promoted and all that they say. But if the temperament is, Harijan is okay, if his temperament is Brahmanatam or a Kshatriyatam, his temperament is just fine. But if his nature is Shudra Subhava, such a person is given responsibility, he will not be able to execute it. So this is the dangers. So we have to know whom we are going, what responsibility. If this mixture has taken place, that is how the society crumbled. So this is depicted in Mahabharata also. See Shantanu, and Shantanu was not the son of Bharata. So Bharata had so many sons, but he found that they are not qualified to rule the kingdom. But he adopted a son, Shantanu, and he became the king. There itself it shows that just because you are born to a king, a royal family, if you are not qualified, if you don't have the temperament, right temperament, you cannot rule the kingdom. So this is also, in our stories also talk about it. It is not that our country always thought that just because by birth itself, if you are born, that privilege is given. No. So anyway, now you can talk very proudly about Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. So that's why the point here is in Bhagavad Gita, it's very clearly said in 18th chapter, Yata pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanam tamabhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. So this is the point, that from where the entire world has come into existence, that by which the whole creation is pervaded, every person's duty is to worship that Lord with his own or her karma, whatever he, she, or is capable of. So everybody need not, just because somebody can sing, that doesn't mean everybody should sing and propitiate Bhagavan. So somebody can cook, let him cook and offer that food to the Lord. Somebody can sing, then if you have the ability to sing, then only you should sing. Some people do not sing that, but they also want to sing. But then somebody said, Swamiji is singing with a feeling. But I said, if he has any feeling for others, he should not sing. Swakarmana. Whatever that you know, you offer as worship. Whatever be, swakarmana. So whatever be your ability, skill is, that you should offer as a worship. That is what sukarmanatama virtya siddhim vindati manaha. Just because somebody is doing this or that, we don't have to emulate or copy it. You have certain ability that you offer to the Lord. So it is not a particular action is considered sacred. So where it is directed, if you offer to the Lord as a worship, that becomes sacred. Whatever be, even sweeping the floor becomes a sacred act. If the attitude is of one of worship, then Shudra can rise to Brahmana, a Brahmana can come down to Shudra also in attitude. So this is the point the Shastra says. Now continuing, Chandrama manaso jataha chaksho suryo ajayata mukhadindrascagnischa Pranatvayurajayata. From that Virat Purusha, Chandrama Manaso Jataha, moon is born. Moon is his mind. Chandrama Manaso Jataha. The mind and moon has got connection. You know that. That is called, it is why this mental people, they what you call lunatic asylum. So they say when the full moon day, new moon day, etc., there are more people are there, you know, appointed to help those patients. They become wild. So then from his eyes the sun was born. Then from his mouth Indra and fire were born. From his prana, Vayu was born. So what you are breathing is the life of the Lord. The prana Vayu, Bhagavan. And at last time I told you, in Chandokya also there's a upasana. When you are breathing in and breathing out, consider that you are breathing Hiranyagarbha. So the total Vayu is Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaji. And in Tathavada also we have seen Manaso Devata Chandrama. So the presiding deity for the mind is moon. Then, yeah, yes. Even normal people also, the moon affects, you know, when the full moon night, people become very beautiful, they feel happy. So without sun principle, means the principle of light, our eyes are useless. If the sun means the principle of light, without light, the eyes have no purpose. So that is why the Surya is the presiding deity for our eyes. Now fire is the presiding deity for speech. That's why mouth, so the, what you call, Mukhad Indrascha Agnischa. So Agni Devata has come from the mouth. So that is why there are expressions like heated argument, hot discussion, fiery speech. I fired him. So that's why in tropical countries, because a lot of heat is available, Surya Bhagavan's blessing, we become very loud, isn't it? So normal talk is in the, you know, there's a ettu kattayila dhaan pesuvaanga solla harmonium key, the eighth octave, you know, that key. Normal talk. You go to Madras, the rickshaw walas and all the taxi people, they talk loudly. You think that what is happening to them? I can hear. No, that's a normal talk. Why tropical country? We are very talkative people. But when you go to cold countries, very soft spoken because they have to conserve energy. You yourself become very soft spoken in a cold country you go. Sitting at that time, somebody is coming and asking you how to go to that place. You will just look at that. You don't open your mouth. Conserve energy. But we don't have that problem. We have enough energy. So, vacho devata vannihi. Then, naphya asitantariksham shishnodyo samavartata padhyam bhumiddishashrotrate tatha lokagam akalpayan. From his navel, the interspace. Nabhya asid antariksham. Antariksham is interspace. That is why you see from Bhagavan's nabhi, the lotus has come. From the lotus, Brahmaji has come like that. So, nasid antariksham shishnodyau samavartata. And from his head, Shishno, from his head came the outer space, means heaven. The heaven is considered beyond sun. See, between earth and the sun, we call Bhuvaha, the interspace. Then afterwards, outer space is what? The heaven, beyond sun. Beyond sun means heaven also there is sun, okay, but it is air conditioned, right temperature, not too hot, not too cold. Then from his feet came earth. Padbhyam bhumit dishasrotrat. So from his feet, earth. Dishaha, direction is his ears. In this way, all other worlds are also part of his body. Tatha lokakam agalpayan. See, not only earth here and the immediate surrounding called interspace and outer space. So with reference to earth only, all this measurement is done. All this calculation is done. But suppose your standpoint is, let us say, Mars. Then it'll be the whole outlook of the creation changes, isn't it? So from the standpoint, when you stand upon the earth and look at the moon and the stars, etc., is a different vision. But you transport yourself to another planet, and then you look at the sunrise, sunset, totally different. Why? Here, earth itself, if you go, different places, different sunset, sunrise, isn't it? You go to North Pole, they say 6 months there is no sunrise or sunset. I don't know how people sleep there. So, any form, so that is come, that you see, it has come from the Lord Himself. Therefore, any form which, if you look down upon, is a direct insult to Bhagavan. See the lofty ideals of Hindus. And we don't call ourselves Hindus. This Hindu word is given to us by the foreigners, Westerners. Finally, he got stuck with us. So, Hindu religion is called Sanatana Dharma. It is not Hindu religion. Hindu word came because the European used to come and visit. European tourists used to come up to Sindhu River. And those people, the Persian, used to say that beyond Sindhu River, there is a beautiful culture you should go and see. So the tourists, this Persian, there is no S, I think. There is a S, they pronounce it H. So that is, instead of Sindhu, it became Hindu. That is how this Hindu word stuck with us. Otherwise, it's called Sanatana Dharma, the most ancient Dharma. Then somebody said, Hinduism is not a religion, it is a way of life. Now, that is also another thing. See, every religion has got a way of life. It is not only Hinduism has a way of life. Without a way of life, what is religion? So, it is not just a way of life, please. It's much more than that. So, we worship one form of Lord in the temple. And we look down upon other form outside the temple. And we think that we are very religious people. And consider ourselves holy, holy. But I am holier than thou. This attitude is there. So in the temple, we are very muddy and all that, everything is there. But you come out, if there is a beggar ask you for some little money, you ha, chala. No, in that beggar also you should see the presence of Lord. Then Bhagavan, you are a devotee of Bhagavan. Otherwise, Bhagavan said in Kapil Gita also, that you may worship me with all pomp and show, with all riches. You may give me a nice gold, chariot, etc. And in gold vessels you will offer me worship. That is, I don't consider that is great. But if you start seeing the presence of me in every living being, that considered the most great devotion to the Lord. So, all these worlds are his body, plants, human, God, celestial, rishis, all are Lord himself. Now, comes the next mantra is the realization. So, after having offered the sacrifice, and from that sacrifice came all those great things. Now the Rishi has realized, the gods have realized the truth. Now what is that truth they realized? All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari